I'm Hannah Levine. You are listening to KXCI's special day of programming oriented around Stonewall and Pride. My guest is Marshall Shore, aka Arizona's hip historian, a librarian turned historian who's developed a loyal following for sharing history through trivia, tours, and lectures. He has been nominated for an Emmy through his video history work with the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism. Marshall is also the project manager for the Arizona LGBT Plus History Project, and therefore a perfect guest to discuss what is Stonewall, how does it tie to LGBTQ history in Arizona, and why does it still matter today? Welcome to the show, Marshall.
I am so happy to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
It's great to have you here. So in terms of history and where we are now, how would you say, I mean, you mentioned that Stonewall was considered that sort of flashpoint, that galvanizing component of what we think of as LGBTQ activism. How did that set the stage for queer activist movements that came? I'm thinking of things like ACT UP around HIV/AIDS. Do you see a correlation between that action and how the movement has evolved?
Well, I mean, I think it goes actually even much more to just simplifying and looking at the fact that you have Tucson had the first Pride in Arizona in the mid-70s. The next year after Stonewall, that's when you first started having these Pride celebrations of people taking to the streets just to show we're here and we're proud of who we are. And you also saw an explosion of bars opening up right after Stonewall. It's like kind of in the 70s, it's like you had a lot of bars opening across the state for the LGBT community.
So it was politically galvanizing, but also enriching in culture.
Right. It finally gave us kind of a moniker and said, okay, here we are, as well as bringing activists together. And so, and I really think when you look at things like ACT UP, it was really kind of, I think, that early kind of insurgence that said, hey, you know, we've got to get ourselves noticed. I mean, as the government was not really even saying the word AIDS, HIV, GRID at any point in time. And so really, it took people having a little civil disobedience to get themselves noticed.
So you're a historian, and you know, the hope is one learns from history, right? You know, or sometimes we're doomed to repeat ourselves, but hopefully there's also lessons and things to be learned. When you take a look at this, either in the scope of Arizona locally or nationally, why do you think reflecting on and remembering the Stonewall riots is important in terms of activism today and in terms of LGBTQ culture today?
Well, I think looking back of it, I mean, it's like you've got probably the most recent thing would be equality of marriage. The fact that that happened would not have happened without that. The fact that so many folks we're here because of all those shoulders of other people that we've stood on to get here. And that's what's so important, is remembering that we're only here because of all those folks before us that in some cases gave their lives, gave their time, gave their talents to keeping the momentum going. And really that was the cauterizing fact that brought everyone together.
Beautiful. I'm speaking with Marshall Shore, a.k.a. Arizona's hip historian. He's a librarian turned historian who's developed a loyal following for sharing history. He's been nominated for an Emmy through his video history work with the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism. He's also the project manager for the Arizona LGBT Plus History Project. Thanks so much, Marshall, for being with me today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
You are listening to KXCI's special day of programming oriented around Stonewall and Pride.